You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Jack, host of Jangle Heaven. This is the first show of the new semester, spring 2022, and for the first show, I was planning to go without a theme and just kind of have fun with a couple of synth pop songs, a few newer releases, and some other songs in between. So starting off, that was 10,000 Maniacs with Like the Weather. Just really started listening to them recently. And I was unaware that it was Natalie Merchant on vocals, who I guess I didn't know so much for her solo career, but I guess she did a collaboration with Wilco and Billy Bragg on Mermaid Avenue that I enjoyed. And I'm just kind of aware of her presence in music. So moving on, this next song is Together in Electric Dreams by Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakley.
Thank you.
That was Together in Electric Dreams by Phil Oakey of the Human League. And it's a rather indulgent 80s pop hit, but one that I've listened to a lot recently. And I find that that's true for most of the great Human League songs. I don't know if I can fully unironically listen to something like Don't You Want Me Baby or Human, but I love both of those songs. I'll spare you from listening to Human, but Together in Electric Dreams is really one I wanted to share. It just has this great feeling, I guess, coming from, I think it was in a movie, and kind of has that dramatic element to it. And then, you know, Giorgio Moroder is just kind of a legend in 80s dancey sort of music, and it's great to see two figures of 80s cringe come together. But I really do like that song. Moving on, this is sort of a completely different take on synth pop, more modern, more minimalist. She also released an album this year. I have not listened to it yet, but this is Molly Nilsson. Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight?
Take me.
It's Molly Nilsson with Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight. That's off the 2009 album These Things Take Time. And assuming that is a Smiths reference, it's great. I think it's great how the album sort of does the retro thing, but in a really interesting way. On Won't Somebody Take Me Out Tonight, I think it's kind of definitely synthier, but it reminds me of The Cure at their cutest. Stuff like, I don't know, even stuff like Boys Don't Cry, just very simple melodies and a great kind of rocking rhythm. Molly Nilsson. So I guess moving on in the same vein of synth pop, but back to the authentic 80s version, this is Strawberry Switchblade. Not their most popular song, but one that I really enjoy from their self-titled album. All right, this is Who Knows What Love Is.
Thank you.
So that was The Cure, Close to Me, as I'm sure everyone knows. And before that was Strawberry Switchblade with Who Knows What Love Is. Now, The Cure song was really the one that I was trying to think of with the Molly Nilsson. And I just like how all three of these songs just, they combine this sort of cute synthy sound with this kind of romanticization of just mundane stuff. They all feel like they're taking place like in one room or something. I love the way Molly Nilsson, so, you know, she talks about getting her hair cut and it just sounds like so dramatic. And then Strawberry Switchblade just sweetly singing about getting a glass of milk. It goes really well with that sort of more minimal synth pop style. And The Cure, it's probably the most well-known example of that. So now back into more indie synth pop, lesser known, hopefully. This is The Wake with Talk About the Past. Saint Etienne, If Nothing Can Stop Us. Before that was Talk About the Past by the Wake. Truly, this is Jangle Heaven at its most fun. Jangle Heaven in its fun era, with Nothing Can Stop Us especially. I listened to that song many times last spring, and this whole album has such a great feel of spring. And today it might be 37 degrees outside, but I've stopped wearing a jacket. I'm ready for spring. So... yeah, and also Talk About the Past, great. It kind of, The Wake does a lot of this, more dancey kind of drumming, more fast-paced synth-pop, and that song is
really cool, I think, with the synths just come full force at the beginning, just a real wall of synth sound. But as that was the fun half of the show, sadly, Jangle Heaven can't always be fun, because indie rock and indie pop is serious. And so now I'm going to get into some new releases. 2022 is shaping up to be a great year for music, but not exactly a fun one. There's a lot of serious music being released. And I'll start off with one from a new album that just came out. Well, it was a single, actually, but this is Prester John by Animal Collective.
Thank you. Clamp does best. know you're coming home, Henry. Just tell me when. We must let the clamp do what the clamp does best. That's a funny looking shrine on your bedroom. Thank you.
And well, that in the latter half of the show was quite the emotional journey that I've just forced you all onto with no breaks. So something to be proud of. Straight Through Prester John by Animal Collective. Don't Be So Hard on Your Own Beauty by Yule. I think that's how you pronounce that. And Snow Globes by Black Country New Road. I did say that these are all new. These are all new albums, but I also just played all singles from those albums that have been around since last year. So not fully authentically new, but I hope you enjoyed. I don't have much more to say about them, really. They're all... It's great that that this year's music is off to such a great start. Also, I don't know how what's different about these speakers versus listening on my headphones, but I could barely hear Isaac over the drums on Snow Globes, which is the ideal experience, I think. So now I have a PSA to read. This is from the Tufts University Art Gallery. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidechman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And seeing that we only have a few minutes left, I wanted to return to the fun side of the show for just a minute and play some Peter Gabriel. This is Shock the Monkey. Thank you.
missed my major by a couple of seconds. Now I'm in the shop class or the basket weaving with